弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主又赐给我们这个新的主日，让我们能来到他的殿中，一起来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord for giving us this new, the Lord's Day, so we can come to worship Him.
经过一周的工作劳累，这是主赐给我们真的是一个非常美好的日子，让我们一起来他的殿中来充分的来敬拜他，来享受在他里面的喜乐。
So after a whole week of labor, we can come to his temple and worship him and praise him and enjoy the peace in him.
也感谢神的怜悯恩典，平平安的带我们一家人又回到我们的家中，能够在这个暑期能够一起来侍奉他。
We also thank the Lord's mercy and the grace that me and my family can be brought back to the home and to be work with each one of you.
我们一起来到主的面前祷告。
Let us pray before the Lord.
亲爱的父神，创造天地万物的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and the Lord who created the universe.
我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
We thank you for your mercy and for your grace.
你把我们这些真的身在罪恶过犯中的人，真的从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
You have delivered us, those who lived among transgressions.
让我们不在律法之下，在恩典之中。
So we are no longer under the bondage of the law, but is in the grace.
我们可以自由地来到主你的面前来敬拜你。
So we can come to worship you freely.
主孩子就求主你今天就与你每个你的儿女同在。
We ask you to be with each one of us today.
挪着我们心中任何拦阻我们亲近你的各样的障碍。
If there's anything that in our hearts that preventing us from nearing you,
主就求着你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
May your spirit move in our midst.
让我们每个人的眼睛能够定睛在主耶稣基督你的身上。
So that we may fix our eyes on you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们用我们的全心全人来敬拜你。
So that we may worship you with our full heart and whole spirit.
愿主耶稣基督你得着该得的荣耀。
And may our Lord Jesus receive the glory that you deserve.
让每个弟兄姊妹的生命得到新的造就。
So that our brothers and sisters may receive your truth.
我们在祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这个暑假呢，我准备跟大家五次来分享腓立比书。
During this summer, I like to spend some time, several times, to share the book of Philippians.
我们知道腓立比书呢，它是保罗在大约主后60年左右，他从罗马的监狱中写给腓立比教会的一封书信。
We know that this epistle was written by Paul after the birth of Christ, about 60 years afterwards, when he was imprisoned in Rome.
那么他也托从腓立比来的一位弟兄叫以巴弗提把这份信带回去。
He also entrusted this epistle to Epaphroditus. He was from the Philippi to bring this letter back.
而腓立比教会呢，它是保罗第二次去罗马的宣教过程中所建立的一所教会。
The church in Philippi was established by Paul during his second missionary journey.
腓立比呢，它是马其顿的一个城市。
And Philippi is a city in Macedonia.
我们都知道，保罗去腓立比的宣教是完全在神的意象之中引导他去到马其顿那边的。
We know that Paul went to his mission work in Philippi was led by the Spirit of the Lord.
这记录在《使徒行传》16:6-40.
This is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
保罗给腓立比 弟兄姊妹写这封信，他有主要有四个目的。
There are four reasons why he wrote this epistle to the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
首先是他想念那里的弟兄姊妹。
First, he's remembering them.
第二点，在腓立比书一章二十七到三十节那里有记录，是那里可能有逼迫发生。
And the second, it was recorded in the chapter 1, verse 27 and verse 28.
第三个原因是我们可以从第三章第二节看到，在那里有假教师在扰乱教会。
So the third reason, we can see that in chapter 3, there were false prophets and false teachers in those churches.
第四个原因，在第四章第二节记录，教会中出现一些纷争。
So in the first reason is recorded in chapter 4, there were contentions in the church.
在短短的这个四章的腓立比的这封信中，
in the short four chapters of this epistle,
我们如果仔细读的话，我们会发现基督耶稣这个词在这四章里面共出现了至少33次。
If we read carefully, even this short epistle, the word Jesus Christ appeared 33 times.
而喜乐、快乐，或者里面也有说用到欢喜这个词，最少出现了16次。
And joy or happiness appeared at least 16 times.
由此呢，我们完全充分的可以知道，这封信呢是保罗鼓励腓立比的弟兄姊妹们，真的要在基督里活出喜乐。
So from this, we can see that Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in Philippi to live out the joy in Christ.
尽管他们现在有逼迫，有假教师扰乱，他们也在内部有纷争。
Even though they were persecuted by the false prophets and false teachers, and they also have contention in their midst.
信中呢，还教导了许多关于在基督里面的一些行事为人的一些生活准则。
So in this epistle, there are also included teachings of daily lives, the standards of daily lives.
我想把它们分为五个方面，分为五次跟大家分享。
So I will share with you in five sermons about this book.
第一就是今天我要分享的在基督里的思念。
So the first is what I'm going to share with you, the remembrance in Christ.
第二个就是在基督里的相交。
The second will be the fellowship in Christ.
第三，在基督里的生命。
So the third will be the life in Christ.
第四个就是在基督里的追求。
So the first is the pursuit in Christ.
最后一次，我要跟大家分享在基督里的喜乐。
So the last I'll share with you is the joy.
今天我们就一起来看在基督里的思念，在基督呀，基督里的思念。
So today we will study remembrance in Christ.
经文就是咱们刚才已经读过了，是一章三到十一节。
So this is the passage we have just read, chapter 1, verses 3 to 11.
其实每个人啊，都经历过思念。
We all have experienced remembrance.
当你思念一些人或一些事的时候，
When you are remembering people or things,
你可能会担心，你可能也会，你可能会担心，你也可能会忧虑。
You may have worries, you may become anxious.
你也可能会怨恨，你也可能会愁烦。
So there you may have a sense of a hatred and trouble.
甚至你也可能会失望。
Or you may even be disappointed.
那么你也可能会在思念的过程中有盼望，有激动，也有快乐。
So in the process of remembering things, you may experience excitement, you may experience hope.
我还非常记得清楚，就是我们在准备回来的这个行程中呢，我们提前做了一些计划，但是像我儿子跟女儿呢，他们已经提前几个星期就倒计时。
I I remember we were just planning of coming back during the trip. We had some plans, and my children, they helped fulfill it.
他们跟我们建议说，我们早晨四点就出发。
So they said, let us depart 4 o'clock in the morning.
终于我们跟他们商量，最后决定早晨六点钟出发。
So we negotiated with them and we departed at 6 o'clock in the morning.
我们可以理解他们的心，小孩子真的他们是分秒必争，就想早一分钟回来，真的都是他们的喜乐。
I can understand their thinking because for them, they want every minute, every second, they want to come back here as fast as they can.
那么今天呢，我们就一起来看身处监狱的保罗，他在给腓立比的。 弟兄姊妹们写这封信的时候，他的心里面的思念是如何来表达的？
So today we'll study how Paul remembered the people of the Philippi when he was in prison.
这段信息呢，我们可以把它分为三个要点来理解。
There are three aspects that we can use to study.
思念中的喜乐。
The joy in remembrance.
就在第三节到第五节。
Verses 3 to 5.
思念中的信心。
Faith in remembrance.
这是在第六节到第八节。
So verses 6 to 8.
最后一点，我们分享保罗在思念中的祷告。
The last will share the prayer in remembrance.
首先，我们一起来分享保罗在思念中的喜乐。
Let's first share the joy of Paul. In his remembrance.
我们一起来看一下第三节到第五节。
Let's read verses 3 to 5.
每逢我想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。I
thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy. In my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
这三节经文我们可以从以下两方面来理解。We
can understand these three verses from the next 2 points.
第一点，保罗为神在腓立比弟兄的身上的恩典来感到喜乐。So
the first. Paul was joyful because of the grace God bestowed on the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
大家如果有圣经，可以一起翻到罗马书第三章。Let's
turn our Bible to Romans chapter 3.
我们一起读一下第二十三章第二十三节到二十六节。We'll
read 20:23-26.
罗马书第三章二十六节。罗马书第二十三节到二十六节。
Romans 3:23-26. 使人知道他自己为义，也称那信耶稣的人为义。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who was facing Jesus.
读了这段经文呢，我们也能理解，这就是为什么保罗在 腓立比书第一节中，保罗称腓立比的弟兄姊妹为圣徒。After
we read these verses, we can understand why Paul called the brothers and sisters in Philippi in verse 1 of chapter 1 as saints.
什么是圣徒？
who are the saints?
圣徒就是被神分别为圣的人。
So saints are those who were set apart as holy by God.
我们过去都是身在过犯跟罪恶之中。
We were all in sin and transgressions.
属于这个世界，属于魔鬼撒旦。
We belong to this world and we belong to Satan.
我们与神为敌。
We are enmity with God.
是因着耶稣基督的缘故。
It's because Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神的爱子。
He is the beloved Son of God.
他为我们的罪来到世上，而且是在十字架上死而后复活。
So he came for our sins to this world and died on the cross.
如今他就坐在父神的右边。
So today he is now sitting on the right hand side of Father.
把我们这些本该灭亡的罪人，把我们真的从黑暗中拯救出来。
So he delivered us who were supposed to perish sinners, and they delivered us from sin.
赦免了我们一切的罪
，and forgave all our sins.
而把他自己的公义加在了我们的身上。
And he accounted his righteousness unto us.
可以让我们在基督耶稣里称义。
So that we may be justified in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这不是靠我们自己的功劳得来的。
This is not what we earned.
这乃是神完全的恩典。
This is the complete grace of God.
他称我们为神的儿女。
So he calls us his children.
我们不在律法之下，而在恩典之中。
So we no longer live under the law, but live in the grace.
我们本该真的是受那永行永远的痛苦。
We are supposed to suffer the eternal suffering.
而我们现在能够在神爱子的国度成为神的儿女。
Yet we can now call ourselves the children of God in His kingdom.
我们该不该喜乐？
Should we be joyful?
我们当然应该喜乐。
Of course.
腓立比的弟兄当然也应当喜乐。
Of course, the brothers in Philippi should be joyful too.
再没有任何喜乐高过我们能够成为神的儿女。
There's nothing be more joyful than being children of God.
也许你现在在经历身体上的痛苦。
Maybe you are experiencing some pain physically.
也许你现在经历经济上的困难。
Maybe you're experiencing difficulties financially.
也许你也在经历人际关系的一些困难。
Maybe you're experiencing difficulties in the interpersonal relationships.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你不要忘记，你是神的孩子。
But do not forget, you are children of God.
神时刻顾念你。
God cares about you all the time.
他是全知全能的神。
He's the omniscient and omnipotent God.
只要你真正的信靠他，他必会引导你。
Only if you trust in Him, He will lead you.
第二点，保罗呢也为腓立比的弟兄跟他在福音上一同兴旺福音他而感到喜乐。
The second, he also feel joyful because he and the brothers and sisters of Philippi they work on the gospel together.
从使徒行传第十六章六到四十节我们可以看到。
From the books of Acts chapter 16 we can see it.
保罗在第一次在腓立比的腓立比去腓立比传福音的时候
，When he first went to Philippi，
圣经上记载呢，只有一个妇女，就是吕底亚，还有就是狱卒的一家归族。
So the Bible only recorded that one lady by the name Lydia and the prison guard they were saved。
当保罗从现在在狱卒给腓立比教会写信的时候。大约过了有十年。
Now Paul is writing this letter in prison to Philippi. It's been about 10 years apart.
在这十年之中
，In this 10 years,
保罗呢，他到处在传讲神的道。
Paul was proclaiming the truth and the gospel all over the places.
腓立比的教会呢，也在同他一起兴旺福音，而且在经济上给了保罗很大的帮助。
So the church in Philippi worked with him on proclaiming the gospel, also helped him financially.
因此，保罗在这里说，他为腓立比的弟兄一同兴旺福音而感到喜乐。
Therefore, Paul said he felt joyful with the brothers and sisters in Philippi for their togetherness in proclaiming the gospel.
虽然保罗在这里，他是心里面非常的思念腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
Of course, Paul is in his heart, he's remembering the brothers and sisters.
但他的思念呢，不是忧愁，不是烦恼，而是充满喜乐。
But his remembrance here is not sorrow, is not trouble, but is joy.
那保罗呢，除了表达了他思念中的喜乐，保罗也充分表达了他的思念中的信心。
Not only Paul expressed his joy in his remembrance, he also expressed the faith, his faith in the remembrance.
我们一起看一下腓立比书一章六到八节。
Let's read verse 6-8 in the book of Philippians.
我深信呢，在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念，约是应当的。因你们当藏在我的心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明正是福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地思念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我们可以从下面这三个方面来理解这三节经文。
We can try to understand this passage for the next three points.
第一点就是在第六节里面，保罗说：“我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。”
So the first is when in verse 6, Paul says, "I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ."
这节经文在告诉我们，保罗对保罗的信心，他是对神的信心。
This tells us about Paul's faith in God.
因为他相信神的应许。
Because he believes in God's promises.
他是永不改变的神。
The God is an ever-changing God.
也是从不说谎的神。
He's never lying.
他也全知全能的神。
And he is omniscient and omnipotent.
那第六节呢？这一节经文里面可以包括三层意思。
There are three meanings in this verse 6.
它既包括了称义，也包括了成圣，也包括了得荣耀。
So you talk about being justified, being sanctified, and being glorified.
这里告诉我们说，他那动了善功的，成全必要成全这功。
So it says, for the one who began a good work shall perfect it.
那他呢，最后也要让他的儿女得荣耀。
And at last, he will also make his children be glorified.
我们知道，我们得救称义是神完全的工，主动的工作。
So we know that our being justified and being sanctified is a complete work of the Lord.
我们本来是死在罪恶与过犯之中。
Originally, we died in our sins and in our transgressions.
因此，我们是死的。
Because we are dead.
我们不可能找着神。
We cannot find God.
是神完全主动的，他来到世上找我们这些世上的人。
So God actively and voluntarily came to this world and searched for us, the sinners.
所以这是神给我们的完全的恩典，使我们能够认识他，归向他。
So this is the complete grace from God, so that we may know Him and we may return to Him.
神不但会神不但把我们引向他，归向他，他也一定会帮助我们，让我们完成我们的成圣的生活。
Not only God draw us near to Him, and He will also help us to return to Him completely.
这就是所谓的神动了善功，他也要完成他的善功。
This is He says why He began the good work, and He will also perfect it.
那么在主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，他也必定。会让我们一同和他得荣耀。
So on the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will make all of us be glorified with him.
那么第七节也告诉我们，保罗的信心呢，也表现在他对腓立比教会弟兄姊妹的信任上。
And the verse 7 tells us Paul's faith is also built upon the trust of the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
他说，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的。因你们藏在我心里，无论我是在恐损之中，是辨明正是福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
So it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
从腓立比教会建立到现在。
From the time the church established until this time,
那里的弟兄姊妹一直跟保罗在一起兴旺福音。
So all the brothers and sisters are partakers with Paul in the gospel.
现在保罗呢，虽然身处在监狱之中
，Even though now Paul is in prison,
腓立比教会函派以巴弗提来到监狱中来看望保罗，来支持他的事工。
Yet the people, the church of Philippi sent Epaphroditus to Rome to take care and to help Paul.
保罗也相信腓立比的教会在将来也必定会跟他一起继续兴旺福音。
And Paul also believed in the future the church in Philippi will continue to be partakers of the gospel with him.
教会也必然会继续的成长，继续的在真道上长进。
So the church will continue to grow in truth.
第三点，保罗呢，他的信心呢，他是有为神做的，是有神为他在做见证。
The third, Paul's faith has God as the witness.
第八节告诉我们，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的思念你们众人。这是神可以给我做见证的。
In verse 8, it says, For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
在这里我们看到保罗说，我想念你们众人。
Here, Paul says that I long for you all.
他不只是想念教会的长老，教会的执事。
He's not only long for the elders or deacons of the church.
他也不只是想念教会的主日学老师或者团契的带领者。
It's not only the teachers of Sunday school or the leaders.
他想念每一个教会的肢体。
He longs for all of them.
从小到老，从弟兄到姊妹。
So from the youth to the elderly people, from brothers and sisters.
每一个肢体都在他的想念之中。
Every member.Is in his remembrance.
因为这里保罗称他是基督的仆人。
Because Paul called himself the servant of Christ.
他作为基督的仆人，他深深地体会基督的心。
So being servants to the Christ, he clearly considered and understand the heart of Christ.
他知道每一个肢体，每一个教会的弟兄姊妹，都是耶稣基督用他的宝血赎买来的。
He knows.Every member of the church was redeemed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个肢体在耶稣基督的眼里都看为甚为宝贵。
So every member in the Christ's body are seen as precious.
都是耶稣基督所爱的。
Is all loved by Lord Jesus.
称他们为他们 beloved children, 称他们他的所爱的儿女。
So they all become his beloved children.
如果我们每个人都在基督耶稣里
If we are all in Christ
我们也必会爱耶稣基督的儿女
So we would also love all the children of Christ
所以呢不管别人知不知道
Whether they know or not
对保罗而言神会为他做见证
To Paul God will be his witness
因为我们心中所思所想可能别人不知道但是我们知道神他是全知全能的神
So whatever we think in our heart in our mind other people may not know but our omniscient omnipotent God would know
因为他无所不知，他不但知道我们所行的，他也知道我们心中所想的。
He's omniscient. He knows what we do. He also knows what we think.
那么保罗呢，并没有停留在喜乐，还有对神的信心之中。
Paul didn't just stop at the joy and the faith with Christ.
他也在思念中为众弟兄姊妹祷告。
He also prayed for brothers and sisters in his remembrance.
这在第九节到十一节我们可以读到。
This is from verse 9 to 11. We can see it.
我们一起听一下保罗的祷告。我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着基督耶稣结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀归于神。
Let's hear Paul's prayer. I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.Having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God.
从这三节经文中我们可以注意到
Through these verses we can notice
保罗不只是独自为他们祷告。
He's not only pray for him alone.
他也从信中告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹们他为他们祷告什么。
He also tells the brothers and sisters in this epistle what he was praying for.
这是他想要腓立比弟兄们真的知道他们需要什么，他要跟他们一起来祷告。
So he also wants the brothers and sisters to know what do they need so they can pray together.
他们可以为同一个目标来祷告。
So they will pray for the same purpose.
他首先为他们祷告的要有更多的爱心。
First,He prayed for them to have more love.
根据经文我们知道他说这种爱心呢真的不是盲目的爱心。
So this, according to the scripture, this is not just a blind love.
他在这加了一个他说在知识和见识上的爱心。
So this is the love in the knowledge and in all discernment.
我们知道单有知识如果没有见识。
If we only have knowledge, but no discernment,
我们就不知道怎么样去正确的爱。
We would not know how to love accurately.
只有在见识的指导下，我们才能知道如何正确的去爱人。
We only know how to love accurately with discernment.
第二点，他祷告的是能让腓立比的弟兄姊妹们明辨是非。
So.The second, he wanted the brothers and sisters be able to approve things that are excellent or not.
在第十节里面，我们可以看到括弧里面有一个括弧里面有个小注解说，喜爱那美好的事。
So in the Chinese version, there's a parenthesis, but it's not in the English version.So they may know to love the good heart.
我们知道在当今世界上大量的信息不断进入我们每个人的头脑。
We know that there are great amount of information coming into our heads.
从课堂上，从工作岗位上。
From the work, from the classrooms.
从广播上，从电视上，从电脑网络上。
So from the broadcasting, from television, and from the websites.
现在还有这些 iPad, iPhone 等等这些工具。
There are other electronic devices.
我们如果我们没有神圣灵的引导，我们真的不知道什么是好的，不知道什么是坏的。
If we do not have the leading of the Holy Spirit from God, we would not know what is good, what is bad.Not.
真的求神赐给我们每一个弟兄姊妹，尤其是年轻的这些孩子们，真的有一个分辨是非的心，不要真的是看到什么就相信什么，被这些东西来污染我们的心灵。
We truly wish especially for the young people in our midst, God would give us the ability to prove what is true, what is not.
求神赐给我们分别是非的心，分别善恶的心。
So may God give us the discernment that we know good from evil.
保罗的第三个祷告就是要做诚实无过的人。
So the third prayer of Paul is to be an honest and blameless person.
那么什么叫诚实？
What is sincere?
诚实本意就是说你外表是什么，那你内心就应该是什么。
So being sincere is what you look like, you should be the same way inside as well.
也就是说你在表达你的意图或者与人交往交流的时候，你没有诡诈，没有假冒伪善，也没有口是心非。
So when you are interacting with people, there is no hypocrisy, there is no deceitfulness.
所以这是诚实。
This is sincere.
那什么是无过？
So what is blameless?
无过并不是说我们就是一个完全的完美的人。
So to be blameless does not mean we are a perfect person.
无过乃是指我们不要以恶意待人。
So blameless means we will not treat people with evil.
不要故意冒犯人。
Do not offend people purposefully.
也不要亏欠人。
And do not owe people.
第四节保罗为他们祷告的是说结出仁义的果子。
The fourth Paul prayed for them is to bear the righteousness, the fruit of righteousness.
而且他后面紧加了就是也是就是靠着圣灵所结的果子。
He also added which comes through Jesus Christ.
那么什么是仁义的果子？
What is the fruit of righteousness?
那么我们可以从加拉太书五章二十二节到二十三节可以知道什么是圣灵所结的仁义的果子。
So from Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 we would know the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
他这里告诉我们说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
So the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, and peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
For patience, kindness, and goodness.
信实、温柔和节制。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那我们怎么样才能结出这些仁义的果子来？
How can we bear those fruit?
那么第十一节告诉我们
In verse 11, it tells us,
他说要靠在耶稣基督结满仁义的果子。
We shall bear fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ.
我们怎么样理解这句话？
How can we understand this verse?
让我们一起看一下约翰福音十五章四到八节。
Let's go to John chapter 15. This that Christ told us our relationship with God by the parable of branches and the vine.
我把这节经文读一下。
I'll read this passage.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him.He bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples.
其实那么 主耶稣的这个教导呢，我们很清楚的知道了，我们跟神的关系是个什么样子的关系。
So clearly from the teaching of our Lord Jesus, we know what is our relationship with the Father.
那么保罗在这里祷告的这四点，
The four points that Paul was praying for here.
要有更多的爱心，
Have more love.
能分别是非。
Can discern goodness from evil.
做诚实无过的人。
To be a sincere and blameless person.
要结出仁义的果子。
And to bear the fruit of righteousness.
其实他的祷告也应当是我们每一个神的儿女的祷告。
So this should be the prayer for all the children of God.
其实这都是我们每一个人的真实的需要。
It's all we really need.
那么我们就应当常常的来求神。
So we should frequently ask God,
让我们更有爱，让我们有更多的爱心，
so that we have more love,
让我们能够分别是非，
so we can discern truth from evil,
让我们能够做诚实无过的人，
so we can try to be sincere and blameless person,
也能够让圣灵在我们里面能够结出仁义的果子，
and also let the Holy Spirit help us to bear the fruit of righteousness.
那每个人都会讲，这个对我或者这个对人真的是很难的。
I know this is difficult for me and for all of us.
但是我们知道，我们相信的不是我们自己，也不是别人，我们相信的是我们的主。
So we know that we don't trust ourselves or trust anybody else. Who we trust is the Lord.
我们相信他，我们就相信他的应许。
If we believe in him, we believe in his promises.
因为他在马太福音十九章二十六节告诉我们。
For he told us in Matthew,
十九节二十六节。
15:26.
十九章二十六节。
19:26.
对，他说在人这是不能，在神凡事都能。
So in you that you cannot, but in God all things can be done.
所以我们不要说我们自己能做到什么，我们所以能做到这些，乃是神给我们的恩典。我们就要真的是常常来到神的面前祈求，求神赐给我们这样的能力。
So let not boast what we can do. We know all things are because the grace of God. Let often come to Him and ask for His grace.
那么从今天的信息中告诉我们，
So from today's message it tells us,
当保罗在监狱中写信给腓立比的教会时，
Paul wrote this epistle to the church in Philippi in prison.
他没有抱怨，没有失望。
He has no complaints, he has no disappointments.
他也没有烦恼。
He has no troubles.
在他的思念中，他充满了喜乐，充满了信心。
In his mind, in his remembrance, there's full of joy and full of faith.
并为他们不住的祷告。
And prayed for them insistently.
为什么他能这样做到？
How can he do this?
就是因为保罗他常常在基督里。
This is because Paul abides in Christ.
是基督的爱激励他。
Is he is encouraged.By the love of Christ,
是基督的能力加在他的身上。
Is the ability of the Christ added unto him?
他的喜乐是在基督里的喜乐。
His joy is the joy in Christ.
他的信心是在基督里的信心。
His faith is the faith in Christ.
他的祷告也是在基督里的祷告。
So his prayer is also the prayer in Christ.
那么作为神的儿女，
So to be children of God,
我们也当。如此的来想思念，如此的来祷告。
We should also remember things like this way and also pray in the same way.
当我们思念我们主那里的肢体时，
As we remember our fellow brothers and sisters,
我们应当为他们祷告。
We should pray for them.
让他们在真道上长进。
so they may continue to grow in truth.
在爱心上增加。
And add the grow in their love.
当我们为思念那些还没有信主的家人、朋友或身边的人的时候。
As we remember those who are our family members who are still yet to believe, our friends.
我们也应当为他们祷告。
We also pray for them.
求主施恩，是怜悯给他们。
May God have mercy and grace on them.
让他们能够早日的成为神的儿女。
So they may become God's children soon.
当我们真的是思念我们的工作或者我们的学习或者人际关系的时候。
As we think about our work, our studies, our personal relationships,
我们也要在基督里有喜乐，有信心。
We should have joy and have faith in Christ.
求神赐下他的圣灵在我们里面。
May God give us His Holy Spirit.
让我们能够分别是非。
So we can discern truth from evil.
做诚实无过的人。
To be sincere and blameless person,
让我们能够结出仁义的果子
so that we can bear the fruit of righteousness.
愿我们每一个弟兄姊妹都朝着这个目标来，真的是来长进。
May we all brothers and sisters grow in the same purpose.
让我们的生命一日一日的更新
so that we can renew our life daily.
越来越像我们的主耶稣基督
so we be more.Like our Lord Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣基督的心得到满足。
So our Lord Jesus Christ will be satisfied.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们一起来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come together before you.
谢谢你从圣经中教导我们你的真理。
Thank you for your teaching us of your truth.
让我们这些迷茫的人，迷茫的羊能够真的从圣经中知道怎么样来敬拜你，怎么样来荣耀你。
So we, the lost sheep, knows from the Bible how to worship you.
主，这是你赐给你儿女的恩典。
Oh Lord, this is the grace you have given to your children.
主，孩子就求主你的话语能够在每个人的心中动工。
Oh Lord, we ask your words be moved and work in each one of us.
能够让我们靠在你的恩典，你的能力来遵行你的话语。
So that we may obey your words by your grace and by your ability.
让你的话语在我们心中显大。
May your words be growing in our hearts.
让我们的生命每日都能够得到造就。
So our life can be benefited every minute.
让我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱。
So as brothers and sisters, we love one another.
让我们真的结出圣灵的果子。
So that we may bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
来荣耀主你的名。
To glorify your name, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
谢谢我们弟兄的信息。